Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey everybody, this is Sick Puppy from shouldidrinkthat.com, coming at you with a short but sweet episode 88. Today I got a special treat. A good fan and friend of the show, Jamie York, sent me a beer to try out that I've been wanting to do for a long, long time, so finally got a chance to do it. Jamie, I apologize for the delay. I've been wrapped up in other things like, you know, work and shit. But I have, from Twisted Pines Brewing Company out of Boulder, Colorado, the Ghost Face Killa. This is a pepper beer. Comes in about 5%, nice session-y beer. But this one's a little different than most chili beers. This one actually has a damn good punch to it. There's six different chilies in this beer, six different peppers, I should say. Anaheim, Fresno, Jalapeno, Serrano, Habanero, and the Bujolokia, which is the ghost pepper, which is the brutal one. But, you know, I love hot food. I've had all these peppers before, even the ghost pepper. Love it. Got a good kick to it. But, Jamie, again, thank you for this. I'm going to give this a shot. I already poured some in the glass, but I want to get a little head going here on the top. It's got a nice golden color to it. And I noticed as soon as I opened that bottle, and as soon as you pour it, if you like the smell of roasted peppers, that's what you're going to get. At least that's what I get out of it. It's just immediate aroma of roasted peppers, which to me smells amazing. But it's just, yeah, it's got one of those aromas you just want to kind of quaff all day long. It's a great smelling beer. It's got a nice burn to it. Nothing too brutal, at least not for me. But I kind of have a tolerance for the high heat stuff. If you don't, this is probably going to kill you. It's not all heat though. Like right up front, I get like a wheat malt base to it. So you do get that wheat beer kind of a feel right at the beginning. But that all goes away as soon as it hits the back of your throat. You start to get that burn back here. It lingers, but again, to me, it's not, you know, I'm not rushing for a piece of bread or a glass of milk or anything like that. But I do feel it, and it is impressive. And for me, I love the hot stuff. So this, to me, I still classify this, even though it's well done, this is definitely a gimmick beer. Just that whole style to me is just a gimmicky kind of a thing. Kind of get your name out there, hey, look what we made kind of a deal. I'll respect all the brewers that do that, though. I don't mean that as a bad thing, but it is kind of a gimmicky beer. But this one's well made. I mean, it's a good craft chili beer that's just a bit overdone on purpose, you know? It's like, they call it, used with pepper so hot it can be weaponized. They're talking about the ghost pepper. So hot that our brewers had to wear masks and gloves to cut them up. Aroma of smoked chilies, there you go. Fills the nose on first whiff, but don't let it linger too long. Immediately on first taste, Ghost Face Killa has a nice golden wheat flavor, but this is only a fleeting moment before the temperature rises. Just hold on. The warmth of this beer will be set in for a long, spicy burn. There's only one finish on this beer, heat. And they're right. I mean, but again, to me, it's not brutal. But I do love their food pairing option. Their food pairing is great. It's ice cream or milk, because that's all that's going to help you with this beer. Well said. Yeah, it's a nice beer. I could sip this for a while. I don't think I could have more than one, though. I think one and done on this one. It's still lingering from even the first sip. So I would imagine as I drink the rest of this, That heat's just going to build up in the back of my throat a little bit. And I've definitely ruined my palate for the rest of the night. I'm going to have to brush and gargle and floss and, you know, do all that stuff. But I don't think that's even going to help. It's going to ruin every IPA, wheat beer, whatever I have after this, for sure. But, again, I want to thank Jamie for sending this out. It was mighty generous of you, dude. And I'm going to have some more coming out your way. As soon as I get back around in town, I'll ship it out to you. Got something special for you. Hope you never had it before, but I want to keep it a surprise. But hey, everyone out there, got another show in the works. It's actually already done, but we just haven't had a chance to really edit it yet. I've been busy with work, and Spoon's been busy with work and soccer and the kids. So, but it is done. It's a good one. Look forward to it. It'll be coming out real soon. Again, this is the Twisted Pine Brewing Company Ghostface Killer. I do recommend it. However, I wouldn't drink more than one, and you know, I probably wouldn't buy more than a six-pack. You know, if you have a chance to buy a single bottle of this, go for it. But yeah, it might be fun to, you know, get a six pack of this and just share it with friends and talk about it. And that's what kind of that gimmick beer means to me is, you know, if it creates a discussion, he did his job. So it is an enjoyable beer, especially if you love hot food. So this has been Sick Puppy for ShouldIDrinkThat.com. Look forward, like I said, to our upcoming episode, myself and Spoon back in action. And I'll talk to you soon. Cheers, everyone. I'm out. Eat a bullet.